drauf.
Someday.
To share with you this morning, and when I looked at this and I began to going over this, I thought it quite ironic that this particular passage that I'm going to read to you, it's in the midst of a place where Paul is talking to the Corinthians about the collection for the poor. Because when we read this verse here in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 in verse 9, I was just concentrating on the grace of God, because that's what this verse is about. But in the midst of what he was saying, he used this as an example. And what we are trying to do and what folks is doing, I just thought that how fitting that it was, although it was not my intent, but God knew where we were at this morning. And it says here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse number 9, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the word of God. We thank you for these that have come, and we just ask you to help us as we just look here for just a minute. Father, it's your word, and I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Touch us and help us. Father, it don't have to be any certain length, but Father, it needs your hand, your spirit to move in our hearts and in our lives, to touch and to move us and to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." Do we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know, do each one of us know the grace of God? We think about grace, and we define grace as unmerited favor. But I mean, we think about grace. The grace that God has shown towards us. I mean, I heard Daddy speaking in Sunday school talking about, except for God's hand on him, that so many times he could look back in his life and realize that if it wasn't for God's hand, he probably wouldn't even be here. The grace of God. And listen, there's all those times that God has his hand on things that could have happened that didn't happen or almost happened, and we were just oblivious. The grace of God. But what God has done in his mercy and his grace, in the very beginning, the old enemy, Satan, came into the Garden of Eden, and he came to destroy that which God had made. But see, he didn't realize that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. He didn't know. He didn't recognize, he didn't realize the grace of God and how gracious God has been to us. The Bible tells us it's new and fresh. Every morning. Every morning. God's grace. And how gracious that God is. He's gracious even in the storm. He's gracious. God's been good to us. And He says, He's telling them, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He knew him, his own self. He was the chiefest among sinners. He didn't deserve the grace and the salvation of God, but God saved him anyway. It was God's grace. And He said, you know that grace. You know how gracious that God has been to me and to you. And then He says that though He was rich, every one of us at some point in some time, maybe even yesterday, said, boy, if I was rich, boy, if I had plenty of money. Because somebody said that, talking about some coach, that they fired him, but when you fired him, he had to buy out his contract, and they said it was like, you know, they owed him $75 million to quit. So that's wanting somebody gone bad. And so we mentioned, and I made the comment, if they paid me $75 million to quit, there's some things I wouldn't be doing today that I got to do. And we think about rich. And we've all got our estimation of rich. You know, I heard a little thing told it, the fellow that he had $1 million, and they asked him, was he rich? And he said, no. And he said, well, how much would it? He said, well, if I had $2 million. You know, and they asked the fellow that had $5 million, they said, are you rich? He said, well, no. Well, what would you think? Well, if I had $10 million. And it just kept going. It's always, you know, we need a little bit more. I know an individual that's local that was asked, why don't you just retire and go home, just enjoy it? He said, well, he said, I guess I just want to see how much I can. But see, listen, here's what the thing says. We talk about our riches. But what he says here is, though he was rich. Who's he talking about? God. How rich is he? Who's the feller? Gates? Or that? You know, what was it they said? If he walked by and he seen a $100 bill laying on the sidewalk, if he stopped to pick it up, he'd be losing money. Oh boy. But guess what? He's not as rich as God. Amen. The Bible tells us about God to give us just a little bit of idea. He said that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and the beast of the forest, everything. You know what? It's all his. We live and act like it's all ours, but it's not. It's his. It's his. And he's rich. And the Bible even talks about, Jesus had to talk to his disciples about how the rich treated them. You know, they wanted to show some preferential treatment to folks that was well-to-do, had some money. And Jesus said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, ain't that the same bunch that gives you so much trouble? God help us. But see, Jesus didn't do that. Though he was rich, what did Jesus do? The Bible tells us that he took upon himself the form of what? A servant. And he made himself of no reputation, and he came into this world to live. Listen, what did he have when he was in this world? In the physical, he said he didn't even have a place that he called home, a place that he could. The foxes, they had holes, and the birds had nests, but he didn't even have a place to lay down his head. He didn't own anything. The Morrison sisters, I know they sing, and I don't know who else sings that a song. The only thing that he bought was me. And see, he became poor. He left all of heaven. He left all of that behind. Amen. And he robed himself in a robe of flesh. And though he didn't lose any of that power and any of that God nature, amen, it was veiled and he couldn't see it. And he suffered hunger. He knew what it was to be tired. He knew what it was to sweat. He knew what it was, amen, to be in agony and to pray. And he became poor. And why did he become poor? He became poor for me. And he became poor for you. He stepped into, listen, here's the old saying, you know, well, don't judge until you walked a mile in their shoes. You see what Jesus did? He walked in our shoes. He walked in your shoes. He said, God, they won't ever be saved if I don't go walk in their shoes. If I'm not willing to be poor for their sake, they won't ever be saved. But he did. He went and he was poor. And it says in the end of this verse, it said that ye, that is me and you, the Corinthian church, the church in 2024, that we all, through his poverty, might be rich.
Amen.
Might be rich. You see, yesterday I talked about, well, if I had $75 million, but listen, I'm already rich. I can't give you $75 million. Sometimes I may not give you $5. But I'm rich. I'm rich in love and joy and peace. I'm rich because God sent His Son to die for me. I'm rich because, amen, if the storm comes, and though it may sweep and take away everything that we have, it cannot take away the salvation that I have in Christ Jesus. If we get locked in the jailhouse, in the prison houses, amen, Jesus, amen, is still our Savior. God still loves us. Bad things happen to good people, but amen, it can't take away the riches that we have in Christ Jesus. He did all that for me. Heavenly Father, this morning we're thankful. We're thankful that you came. Father, you became poor that I might be rich. You brought salvation to a world that was in desperate need. And I pray that you touch our hearts now, that you'd help us, each and every one, Father, to feel and to know the riches that we have in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.